At first, I mistook the severed head for something else. It wasn't until I was very close that I realised it was Lucy's. To begin with, I thought the splash of yellow against the white of my pillow was a discarded sock, a balled-up handkerchief, perhaps. It was only when I drew nearer and saw the delicate crest of feathers, the tiny, silent beak, that I fully understood. And suddenly, I understood so much more. Everything in that moment became absolutely clear.
"Hannah?"
I whispered. A floorboard creaked in the hall beyond my bedroom door. My scalp tightened.
"Hannah?"
A little louder now, yet with the same fearful tremor in my voice.
"Is that you?"
No answer. But I felt her there, somewhere near. Could feel her waiting, listening. I didn't want to touch my little bird's head. Could hardly bear to look at the thin brown line of congealed blood where it had been sliced clean from the body, or at the half-open, staring eyes. I wondered if she'd been alive or dead when it happened, and started to feel sick. When I went to Hannah's bedroom, she was standing by her window looking down at the garden below. I said her name, and she turned and regarded me. Her beautiful dark eyes sombre, just a trace of a smile on her lips.
"Yes, Mummy,"
she said.
"What's wrong?"